It's Friday, everyone. What do we do on Fridays here at the Hint Hive? That's right, we smash the patriarchy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hint Hive, amplifying women's voices. I'm your host, Kelly Hint, queen bee of this hive, and today we're covering a topic that hits too close to home for way too many of us: when family fails to support you. Now, family dynamics can be as complicated as trying to get a big wad of gum out of your hair. But fear not, my queens, because today we're going to untangle some of those knots and arm you with a couple of tools to navigate some of those sticky family situations. Now, before we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all of you wonderful members of the Hive. For those who are unaware, I am provided with some listener statistics on this podcast. For example, I get reports of how many people have downloaded an episode, as well as a general location where listeners are downloading from. And as I'm not very tech savvy, I'm unsure of how the location is tracked, whether it's an IP address or your actual physical location. But regardless, I just wanted to share my gratitude and excitement with all of you. This is only the 11th episode that I've recorded, and based on the past prior 10 episodes, I have already been downloaded in 4 different countries and 45 different cities. Now, I know that's nothing in the grand scheme of things, but for me, this is really freaking cool. Because I want to reach and empower as many women as I possibly can, and each and every one of you are part of that goal. And I am just so excited and so thrilled to see that the word is getting out. So thank you so much to the listeners in the United States, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom for being part of this passion project of mine. I ask that you continue to spread the word and encourage the women in your life to listen. I would also like to take a second to thank my listeners who have become part of the Hive on Facebook, and encourage those who haven't yet to head over to Facebook, search for the Hint Hive Podcast group, and request to join. This is a private group where you can share your thoughts on the episodes, connect with other Hive members, ask questions, give suggestions, and uplift and encourage all of the members of the Hint Hive. Okay, now let's get rolling. First off, let's talk about healthy family dynamics. Picture this: a warm, cozy nest where everyone feels safe to spread their wings and soar. In healthy families, communication flows like a refreshing stream on a sunny day. There's an abundance of respect, love, and support. Let's paint a little more of that picture, really imagining what healthy family dynamics look like. Imagine sitting around the dinner table with your loved ones, passing the mashed potatoes, and sharing stories about your day. In a healthy family, communication is open and honest. There's space for everyone's voice to be heard, and disagreements are resolved with respect and understanding. Healthy families also prioritize support and encouragement. Whether you're pursuing a new career path, starting a business, or simply trying to navigate the ups and downs of life, your family is there, cheering you on every step of the way. They're your biggest fans, your shoulder to cry on, and your partners in crime when it comes to celebrating life's victories. But perhaps most importantly, healthy families recognize the importance of individuality. They understand that each family member is unique, with their own dreams, aspirations, and quirks. Instead of trying to mold everyone into a cookie-cutter version of themselves, they celebrate diversity and embrace each other's differences with open arms. But let's face it, life isn't always a Norman Rockwell painting. Sometimes, families can resemble a messy Jackson Pollock with emotions splattered everywhere. Are you Googling Jackson Pollock yet to see what the hell I'm talking about? So, What happens when your family fails to support you? Maybe you are pursuing your dreams, but instead of cheering you on, they're giving you the side eye and unsolicited advice, lots of discouragement. Or perhaps you've decided to live life on your own terms, but your family just can't seem to accept it. It can feel like you're swimming upstream in a river of judgment and disapproval. But fear not, my fierce warriors, because I've got some tips to help you navigate those choppy waters. Tip number one, set boundaries like a boss. Boundaries are like the moat around your castle. They protect your sanity from invading armies of negativity. Whether it's a nosy aunt asking about your love life or a parent criticizing your career choices, don't be afraid to draw a line in the sand and say this far and no further. You get to tell family that you don't want to talk about certain subjects. And if they don't like it, it's kind of on them, right? If you want to hear more about healthy boundaries, please check out my other podcast episode on healthy boundaries in relationships, because I don't want to keep saying the same thing over and over in these episodes. If you want to learn a little bit more about boundaries, please check out that episode. Moving on to tip number two, find your tribe. Sometimes the family we're born into isn't the family that lifts us up. And that's okay, because we have other options. Seek out like-minded individuals who celebrate your victories, wipe your tears, and remind you of your worth on the days when you forget. Your chosen family can be just as, if not more, supportive than your biological one. And tip number three, practice radical self-love. Repeat after me, I am enough just as I am. Ladies, your worth is not determined by the approval of others, especially not your family. So treat yourself like the queen that you are. Take bubble baths, dance like nobody's watching, and remember that your happiness does not depend on anyone else's opinion. And there you have it. Just a few quick tips to help you navigate those rocky family waters. I really would like to reiterate that I understand that it's not as easy as, oh, look, here are these three quick tips and boom, magic family life. No, I wish it was that easy, because then I wouldn't have a job and I would actually like to work myself out of a job. Being in the mental health field is one of the few jobs where you know, ultimate satisfaction would be there would be no need for your services any longer. But unfortunately, that's not how it is. So I guess I should probably also shout out the unhealthy family members that keep me employed, as sad as that is. But seriously, I wish it was as easy as just giving you tips and then everything is wonderful. But unfortunately, that's not the way it works. And it's not lost on me how hard it is to set and enforce healthy boundaries. Telling people that you love no does not feel good. Even if they've been crappy to you, it's still difficult to do these things. So these quick tips, they're not easy. It's not, you know, boom, easy magic. It is uncomfortable and it's hard work. I remember the first time I had to enforce a healthy boundary with a family member, I thought I was going to throw up because it was somebody who was my elder. And I was raised at a time where you respect your elders. There wasn't further conversation about it. You know, it wasn't a time where we talked about, oh yeah, but what if the family member isn't that healthy? No, there just wasn't conversation about that. You respect your elders. And so even as an adult, I have struggled with feeling comfortable setting and enforcing healthy boundaries, especially when it is with an elder family member. But I'm telling you, it is necessary. It is necessary work. One of the things that I love doing in my coaching practice is helping my ladies navigate these unhealthy family relationships, teaching them how to set and enforce healthy boundaries. I'm telling you, the joy that I get each and every time one of them tells me, oh, hey, dad was saying this, or mom was saying this, or Uncle John was doing this, and this was what my response was. I get so excited, and I just want to celebrate and cry and hug people, because I know what it's like to be beaten down within a family unit. And again, I want to emphasize, I don't have all crap bags in my family. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that some of the ones who have done some damage have been some significant relationships in my life. So I get it, and which is why it is so amazing every single time I teach someone how to stick up for themselves, and they do it with grace and love. It's amazing. And I wish that for all of you listening who struggle with that. And I encourage any of you who are struggling to set and enforce those boundaries, reach out for help. There are coaches like me out here who love doing that work, who love helping people to reach their full potentials, whether it's just giving them some guidance in how to navigate relationships or how to heal from some of those unhealthy relationships. And depending on the extent of the hurt, therapy may be more appropriate than coaching. And I actually think I'll probably end up doing a podcast episode on coaching versus therapy at some point. But also in the meantime, if you have any questions on stuff like that, you can head over to my website, coachkellyhint.com. I have if you want to read up on some of the blogs I have, I talk about self-worth, I talk about coaching, I talk about work-life balance, all kinds of stuff. So those are some healthy resources, some free resources for you to try and navigate some of these challenges. Also, over on my website, there's different information on anxiety, depression, again, relationships. So please feel free, go over to coachkellyhint.com. It's a bit of a big website. There's lots of stuff to find in there. But I am trying my best to equip as many people as possible with some healthy resources, because I know that not everybody can afford either therapy or coaching, and it breaks my heart that we have to live in a society like that, but this is the reality we're in, so we've got to navigate to the best of our ability. So one of the things I'm trying to do to give back is to give some resources. That's what this podcast is all about, a free resource for people to feel validated, to get some information, and to learn different ways to navigate through these challenges, and also to feel more empowered. So please, please take advantage of these things. Again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't make any money off of this podcast. I don't ever expect to make any money off of this podcast, and I don't give a crap about that. I want to help women. I want to give women the space that they need to find their voices, figure out who the hell they are, and to help them be exactly who they are meant to be. So please use whatever I can give you in the meantime. And if you are interested in working with me, please reach out. I would love to work with you. I don't know you, but I already know I would love to work with you if you are somebody who needs some help finding your voice. Now, I had a request by a listener that I'd like to share. I was asked to give a bit more of myself and share a bit more of my own personal thoughts, feelings, and experiences. A few of you have told me that it has been really helpful when I have done this on other episodes, and I've been asked to do it a bit more often. I know I get a bit information heavy at times, and that comes from my desire to equip my fellow warriors for battle. But I do understand wanting a bit more of the personal, so I will certainly do my best to work more of that into these episodes. So I'm going to start now. Today's topic is actually incredibly relevant to my personal life, not just what I hear from listeners and people that I work with at my practice. And I've actually been dreading recording this, especially during a time when it hits home extra hard for me. Don't get me wrong, I have some amazing family supports, my husband being my number one, but I also have an uncomfortably high number of unsupportive family members. Some of these family members should be my biggest cheerleaders, and yet they aren't. And it hurts. It effing hurts. I have built 3 businesses, written and published my first book, and hosted and produced this podcast. And yet I have some significant members of my family who have never acknowledged any of it. I have been downright ignored by some. I have not heard any congratulations or good jobs from some. And one of my most significant family members may or may not even know that his family member is an author and a host slash producer of a podcast. And it hurts. And yet, despite that hurt, I'm still respectful enough not to blast any one of these people publicly. I'm not naming names, and I'm also not being passive-aggressive because I know that these family members are not listening to my podcast. That one significant family member I was saying that may or may not know that I have written a book and hosted a podcast, not connected to technology, doesn't listen to any of that stuff. So it's safe to say that I'm not being passive-aggressive because that would involve these people actually listening to what I'm saying. And those 3 quick tips that I shared earlier, they are all things that I've had to do personally to navigate my own unhealthy family dynamics. And of course, I've also shared tips professionally as I work with people on their own unique family systems that can be unhealthy at times. Now, I don't do what I do for a pat on the back. But my feelings of hurt are still rational. That constant feeling that I'm an outsider in many of my family circles is a huge challenge that I have to deal with constantly. But you know what? I do not let any of them define me. They don't control me. They don't affect my success at all. If anything, the pain they've caused me enhances my success. Because the people I work with benefit from the pain that I have gone through. Some people may mistakenly think that because I am occasionally still hurt by these family members, that somehow I am not an empowered and strong woman. Those people are very, very wrong. The fact that I rise above the anger and the hurt and turn it into fuel to empower myself and others is exactly what a strong woman does. And to be very honest, that is why most of the unsupportive family in my life do not want to be a part of my life. They cannot stand a strong and assertive woman. Well, guess what? Tough shit. I love and protect my own fiercely. And if they don't want to be a part of my life, that's fine, because it gives me more time and energy for those who do. And one last piece of information that I think is really, really important, and this is the tough one. When you start setting and enforcing boundaries, when you start being your true, genuine, authentic self, you will lose people. Yes, you are going to lose some family, some friends who were the ones taking advantage of the person that you were. And they are not going to support the person that you are trying to become because they will not be able to control you any longer. You will no longer benefit them. But guess what? I am encouraging you to be her anyway. Be her despite the fact that they don't want you to be. Because I'm telling you, and this is my own personal victory, I rose above it, I overcame it, I became who I am, and I have never been happier, despite the fact that there are still people who hurt my feelings. That's part of it. Like, my feelings are going to be hurt because I have a heart, but it's okay because I am living authentically, and that means more to me than false approval of someone that doesn't respect who I am. I would rather be me, genuinely me, and who I am without family support than have a family member support a false version of myself that I only created for their approval. So ladies, stay strong on this one. I'm telling you, it hurts sometimes when you get rejected, but it is worth it to be who you truly are. So whether your family resembles the Brady Bunch or the Addams Family, remember that healthy family dynamics are built on a foundation of love, respect, and support. And if you find yourself in a less than ideal situation with less than ideal family members, know that it's never too late to start setting boundaries, finding your own tribe of family, and practicing radical self-love. After all, you deserve nothing less than the royal treatment. Remember, ladies, you are strong, you are capable, and you are worthy of love and support. Do not let anyone, not even family, dim your shine. Until next time, keep slaying, and remember to always trust your inner queen. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to the Hint Hive Amplifying Women's Voices. If you enjoyed today's episode, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a glowing review, and share with all of the amazing women in your life. And don't forget to hop on over to Facebook and request to join the Hint Hive podcast group. Until next time, stay fierce, my ladies. Today's episode of the Hint Hive Amplifying Women's Voices is powered by Kelly Hint Empowerment Coaching, Kelly M. Hint LMHC Therapy Services, and the Cranky Counselor Aromatherapy Services. For more information, feel free to check out CoachKellyHint.com for coaching services, or KellyMHint.com for therapy services, and TheCrankyCounselor.com for aromatherapy services. This podcast is powered by Kelly Hint Empowerment Coaching, as well as Kelly M. Hint LMHC and The Cranky Counselor. To find out more about coaching services, head over to CoachKellyHint.com. If you'd like to know more about the psychotherapy services I offer to individuals within the state of New York, you can check out KellyMHint.com. And if you'd like to learn more about aromatherapy, you can check out TheCrankyCounselor.com.